I dedicate this next part of the book to my old friend, Norman Cousins. The idea is to laugh yourself well. Norman Cousins was at my birthday party and suggested that the nicest present my friends could give me was a good gag, a good joke, or a belly laugh. It was Norman Cousins who really encouraged me to write this book. He said, "Your jokes, columns, and books helped save my life." He told me, he said, "My doctor said that a Joey Adams joke before or after medication or instead would help me laugh myself well. That's why this book arose. A dose of joy is a spiritual cure. And since there is no such thing as gentle humor, let's roast the hell out of them." At my birthday party I was telling you about, I got these letters and calls and personal appearances. George Burns wrote, "In your youth, you liked wine, women, and song. Thank God you can still sing." Cary Grant noted, he said, "When people tell you how young you look, they are also telling you how old you are." George Collins presented me with a present. He said, "Don't pray on Monday. The Muslim Sabbath is Friday. The Jewish Sabbath is Saturday. The Christian Sabbath is Sunday. On Monday, God is hungover." Betty Davis's gift was a gag, of course. She said, "I never trust an overly modest man. A guy failing to toot his own horn may simply have a dead battery." Jackie Mason in person said, "Did you know in my religion, the sin of eating bread on Passover is comparable to the sin of adultery? I told this to a friend, and he says he tried them both, and he can't see the comparison." Anthony Quinn wired me. He said, "Middle age is when you have more fun remembering what you did than what you're doing." Congressman Mario Biaggi said, "Congress is the first nut house I've ever known that's run by the inmates."